Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome, welcome, welcome on this lovely Sunday morning with myself, Muhammad Lambat, on Radio Islam Medium Wave 1548 on the Globe Trotting program, which gets very exciting towards the end of the year, coming towards this time of the year. October, November, December becomes more exciting for me because lots of people are now planning all their holidays and they're planning their destination of fun, I would say, as well. And this is the time where they start hyping themselves up for December, January. And that makes a difference for me, alhamdulillah. And I just enjoy it because why? Many people phone me for different destinations and it's like I'm reliving my holidays wherever I've been to and reliving it again. And out of excitement sometimes I sit and talk to them for half an hour and giving them different destination ideas and so on of which places they're going to, the common places more so. And it just makes me feel so, it makes me feel great. Alhamdulillah. Allah make it easier. We try our best. Allah make it possible. We can help more and more people. Alhamdulillah. And just to reiterate that alhamdulillah, on this platform, we have listeners from around the country. We have listeners, some listeners from other parts of the world also. So alhamdulillah, we enjoy this platform. We love it. We love to talk travel when it comes to helping somebody else if we can, while we can, and where we can. We try to do our best, and we do that. So, alhamdulillah, we've got this platform, and let's make proper use of it where we can assist people. And we love doing that, alhamdulillah. So, this, for me, is my charity, and alhamdulillah, I love it. So, let's make dua to Almighty Allah and make it easy for us, continue with our journey. And we embarked on this journey many years ago, and alhamdulillah, with Allah's help, this journey is still going on. I just enjoyed it, alhamdulillah. I am absolutely tired this morning. We got home like about 2:30 this morning. My niece got married, and I was, you know, it was just too much, and we were very, very close there, alhamdulillah. And she got, she made nikah yesterday, and it was just such a sad, happy occasion that she's going away, and secondly, the happy occasion is she got married. And Allah make it easy for all those. Yesterday there was some other nikahs in the friends and families also. Allah make it easy for one and all. Allah keep muhabbat in all the couples that wed, especially in today's time. Allah keep them together. Allah bring that unity. That's what we want. Allah make it easy for one and all. Very quick, I have a very short dedication. We have an ambassador online. We have very, very short dedication for my niece also and for others who tied the knot over this weekend and who's tied the knot before also. And it's just a few words for Sadia Bana. And what I'd like to just bring about is not only for, I would say, not only when it comes to getting together. And what happens here is when it comes to families coming together, that is the most important part. That is something which we got to look at. When we have all, you know, when it comes to a thing like this, you find all families coming together, and it so happens, especially in South Africa, where we have, you get other parts of the world, but within our communities, when you come to a function like that, or when you come to a walima, whatever it may be, and you start meeting people, and it so happens that, oh, I know you, okay, and it more so where you find friends and family, or maybe some family also of the two different parties coming together on that day. Oh, okay, you connected like this, you connected like that, and brings us closer even. And we found many a times where we had families coming together, and out of a union like this, you have the relationship of the extended families even grows even bigger, and it becomes even a bigger, a closer knitted family. And that's what we look at, and that Allah loves, where we all get together. And alhamdulillah, you know, it's so important that we have that unity and we bring together people, and Allah loves that most, inshallah. Now, it's very, very short. I just want to quickly just say a few words dedicated to Sadia Bana, and it says, love one another and you will be happy. It's as simple and as difficult as that. May this day you share be filled with love and laughter. May all the days ahead be happy ever after. Let this be the beginning of a wonderful new life, full of special moments to share. Let this be the first of your dreams come true, and of hope that will always be there. Let this be the beginning of a lifetime and of trust and of caring that's just now begun. Let today be that you will always remember, the day when your hearts are entwined as one. The comfort in a marriage comes from caring for one another and showing it each day. The happiness in a marriage comes from knowing that the love you share will grow ever stronger as you go through life together. Congratulations and all the best to you both on your wedding day. And may your future life together be perfect in every way. When life throws up trials and tribulations, just remember, there is nothing that can't be fixed with an I am sorry and a kiss. And that brings us closer together. This is a dedication to my special niece, Sajabana, from Binomi. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, you know, when it comes to going for different destinations, going to different countries, we find many people choose different places. Why? Because they would love to go to a different destination every year, or every, some people 3, 4, 5, 6 times a year. Why? To go learn the different countries, to see the culture of people, to see how they live, and to see what they do, and also to learn, as I always say, it's a university on its own when it comes to travel. So that is of importance when it comes to traveling. Learn what the country has to offer. Today, we visit an island in the ocean, in the Indian Ocean, just north of the equator. The country has had a highly developed civilization from as early as the 5th century BC. Its location on the sea routes between Europe and Africa and Asia has led to contact with many of the great civilizations to the east and west, and resulted in British colonization, which ended in 1948. It is an idyllic landscape and a mercurial mix of opportunities that makes it the ultimate holiday destination. Here you can experience the nation's glittering tapestry of culture and the rich abundance of nature. The entire island is teeming with bird life and exotics like elephants and leopards. It is an original paradise with emit scenes as beautiful as the hand of Allah has ever created. For a small island, it has many nicknames. They call it the Teardrop of India, the Pearl of the Orient. Now those names alone tell you how beautiful it is. And there's a few more names. This colorful collection reveals its richness and beauty and the intensity of the affection it evokes in its visitors. Consequently, this small island, and it's an island state that contains an exotic mixture of languages, cultures, religions. The Isle of Serendipity is a tourist paradise with an abundance of tourist attractions like the sunny beaches, glorious ancient cities, salubrious hill country, beautiful flora and fauna, exquisite handicrafts, world-renowned gems. You have festivals, smiling people, and not forgetting the mouth-watering cuisine. It is fast becoming the shopping center of South Asia. To top it all off, the people are friendly, the food is delicious, and costs are low. The colorful collection reveals the richness of Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka is a country which people go there to identify themselves also. And to tell us more about a country that has got such beauty and that has got a little of everything, I would say, I'm not a professional to tell you that, but we have the High Commissioner of Sri Lanka online, His Excellency Sunil De Silva. Welcome, His Excellency. Thank you very much for joining me on this lovely Sunday morning, talking of a country which my mouth is watering already, if you can hear online. His Excellency.
Good morning.
Good morning, His Excellency. Good morning, good morning. As you just heard what I just said, my mouth is watering already.
Yes, thank you very much for this lovely description of my country, small island. So while listening to you, I was also impressed.
Thank you very much.
My
country. It's the truth we talk of different countries, and I think this what I've described is the truth of your country.
Yes. When you see how popular Sri Lanka, the small island now we are experiencing 2 million tourists per year. It has been
as much as 2 million a year for such a small island?
Yes. We are getting nearly 200,000 tourists per month now.
That is great.
2009,
when it comes to Sri Lanka, to Sri Lanka, first of all, it's a holiday destination because it's an island. So you have, you have beaches around the whole island. So that is an attraction on its own, I presume.
Yes, we have 1,330 kilometers coastline around the island. I think it has been described. If you check SriLanka.travel, the comments made by tourists who have been visiting Sri Lanka over the years, they say that it is the best beaches they have ever seen. That is,
I presume because of the weather in the region, equatorial.
Yes, yes. Actually, it is the weather, and it is summer all over the year, so it is very rare. If you feel it is too hot, within 5-6 hours you can go to the most cold area in Sri Lanka, that is over 2500 above the sea level, Nuwara. It is very cold. Within 12 hours you can visit from this corner to the other corner of the island. So actually it's a variety of scenery and also the weather patterns.
So that alone tells us that Sri Lanka can be visited all year round. There isn't a specific time of the year where because of extremely warm weathers and extremely cold weathers, you can't go to certain destinations if you feel you really would like to go. And if you're not somebody who can enjoy the cold, you wouldn't want to go there. But Sri Lanka offers the best of both worlds, I would say.
Certainly, because it is a small island with different weather patterns. When I say the best time, from November to March, I would recommend.
Okay.
It doesn't mean that,
to March.
Yeah, it doesn't mean other times are bad. You know, all 12 months is good. It is summer. But the best beaches you get in the coastal line during this time.
Okay, now if you say that, you're talking of that time period where it would be the best time. What are your temperatures that you're looking at then?
Usually it is average 27.
Ah, okay. You have an average of 27 degrees Celsius. That's good. That's fantastic weather. And throughout the year, what is your weather like throughout the year?
Throughout the year, I must say it is warm.
Also in the 20s, 15, 20s, around there. Because we look at our comparisons from South Africa, what our weathers are like. And when you're looking at our summers, we obviously have above the 20, 25, 30, 35 sometimes. And then your winters, you go between 0 and probably 12, 13, 14. That is our winters. Now, if you're looking at doing a comparison of an equatorial country like Sri Lanka, you obviously will not have weathers which go below probably the 15 mark, I would say?
No, not definitely. If you want cold weather, actually we have to travel about 5 hours upcountry, over 2,500 from the sea level. There you get the cold weather, otherwise the entire country is, usually warm.
Okay, and then also the main city to enter into Sri Lanka, when we get to Sri Lanka, We find that with any destination we go to, we obviously have one of the main cities that we would enter. From there, then we make our way throughout the country. Your main city that you would enter when going to Sri Lanka, will it be Colombo, or is there any other city that you would enter?
Actually, it is called the Colombo International Airport, 20 kilometers away from the main city. That is Nicambo.
Okay, so that's on the, I would say, on the eastern side, which is Colombo. The western side.
Not western, really. It is the eastern side, northeastern. But it is, there is a highway. Within half an hour, you can reach the main city.
And Colombo is your main city?
Main city, yes.
You want to give us a bit of demographics on Colombo, on the main city? Just as an idea of what's it like when you get to Colombo as a tourist, as an outsider going for the very first time to Colombo?
Yes. Colombo, actually, it's a very developed, clean city with a number of hotels and also government officers, even the president's house and all the main officers. If you say, it is like the heart of the country.
Ah, okay. So that's your center point of your country, I would say.
Center point of the Indian Ocean is, bordering the Colombo city, and the main port is there, and all the government officers, and there is a very old, a gold face hotel. It is 150 years old. Made by British, facing gold face in the Indian Ocean. So people come to that park in the afternoon, kite flying and children playing. You can see afternoon. It's only difference I see from South Africa and Sri Lanka. Even in the midnight, you can see people enjoying their life in Colombo city.
Okay. So that makes a difference, eh?
Yeah, it's very busy. We have a very good transport service, taxis and bus service till morning.
So it's almost like a 24 hour day country running.
Definitely. The banking is also, there are banks open 24 hours and ATMs are there. It's very busy life if you see Colombo in the night.
Yes. Okay, we are already up on news time. What we'll do is we have quite a bit to discuss and quite a few questions to ask. And our SMS line is open on 072-786-5520. You may SMS me or WhatsApp me if you have any questions for His Excellency. 072-786-5520. We will pose the questions forward. His Excellency, we will continue right after the news.
No problem. I'll be there. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. So we continue with Sri Lanka right after the news. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Welcome back. If you just joined us, you're listening to myself, Muhammad Lambat, on Radio Islam Medium Wave 1548 on the Globe Trotting program, where we talk of different countries of the world and we try and tantalize your taste buds and we try and give you that mouth-watering effect of going to different destinations. And when we talk of white sandy beaches, we talk of blue waters, turquoise waters, tell me your mouth doesn't water, because then you're fooling yourself. Because anybody, when you tell them, or when you describe a place, or any country, or any island, when you describe it like how I just said, white sandy beaches, turquoise or light blue waters, and the wind, slight wind, or the breeze, it just comes through your hair. Now tell me that doesn't tantalize your taste buds. Oh, wow, that is something lovely to do, that anybody would want to do. So that is what we have different destinations that we talk of, and today no different. We're talking of an island country, we're talking of the teardrop of India, we're talking of the pearl of the Orient, we're talking of a destination which has, as we heard, we're talking of a destination which sees 2 million plus visitors per annum going to that country. What does that tell you? And that tell you that it's genuinely the pearl of Asia. So we have His Excellency from the embassy or from the High Commission of Sri Lanka, His Excellency Sunil De Silva. Thank you very much. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us on the Sunday morning. I know it's a day of relaxing where ambassadors and senior members have hectic weeks and come on a Sunday you want to chill out and relax, but you've taken time to talk to us and tell us more about your country. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, His Excellency.
Yes, my pleasure.
Thank you.
Mohammed.
Before the news, we spoke about, just briefly, about Colombo City itself. Now, obviously, we have a country that doesn't only concentrate on Colombo City. But before we go ahead with the rest of the country, Colombo City as such, the message that I've got here in while we were on news, I received an SMS already that came in on our SMS line 072-786-5520. It's an SMS and WhatsApp line. And the first question they asked here is, how is the safety in Colombo City?
I will tell you 100%.
It's quite safe in Colombo City?
Very safe, the entire country.
Ah, wow. That is what we look at, especially with us as South Africans, with the notion that we have of different parts of the world, and we have that fear of go wherever we go, we hold our bags close to our chest and so on. You have to do that. I have no doubt you have to do that wherever you go in the world. But when you hear that you go into a country that is safe, you feel more free. So if you're telling us that Sri Lanka is safe, so
yes,
when you're talking of that, when it comes to robberies and all things like that, especially for tourists, unfortunately we're having a spike of that in South Africa. But for tourists, we find many different countries in the world who will respect their tourists. When the tourists come in, they look after them, they will make sure that they are quite safe, they're quite peaceful and comfortable. Sri Lanka is no different?
I'm telling you, when I came to this country in October last year, when I was about to come, I got a call from my ministry, foreign ministry, to say a foreigner from South Africa, while he was in Sri Lanka, he has left his mobile phone in the tuk-tuk. You know, the three-wheeler that's in Sri Lanka.
Yes.
So I was asked to bring it to our mission and hand it over to the person. So you can imagine how honest and how safe a traveler in Sri Lanka. That is only one example I'm telling you.
You mean as safe as that?
Yes. Such you know, nice people. And other thing I must tell you, when you go to Sri Lanka, you will be surprised to see the hospitality and the smile of the face of every Sri Lankan. That is our culture, hospitality.
That is what we want. Go any part of the world, what lingers in your mind is the hospitality of the people. That lingers in every person's mind when they come back, because that's the thing they talk about. You would find many a time people will say they go to probably the UK or probably France. I would say I've heard of France many a times. I've experienced it also. You go there and people are cold. When you go, you ask questions, you ask for directions, people are cold. Now that lingers in your mind. Now if you're telling us of the people, of the hospitality of people, that is what we want to come back with. And that has to stay in our minds, that those are the type of people that we'd like to visit, and we'd like other people to go and visit too, because of the type of people.
Yes, and Mohammed, once in a way I check tripadvisor.com, trivago.co.za, those websites, to see how Sri Lanka, from the point of view of the people. You will be surprised. I have never come across any bad remark, bad review. They all say, if you need any assistance, help from a Sri Lankan, they will stop the journey they are going, their job, and help you first. So that is their nature.
And that is what we love from the people of, I would say, from the hosts of any country, wherever we go to. That is what we want. Because obviously, as a tourist, we go to any country. For example, yourself, when you came from Sri Lanka to South Africa for the very first time, when you came here, you go out, you obviously, you do not know everything of the country. And you start asking people where, what, how, who. And you want that pleasantness in anybody's faces, in anybody's attitude. That is what you would like to have. Even wherever you go, where they must be pleasant with you. So if this is what Sri Lanka has to offer, that is what we love, and that is what people love to do and love to go to, in a country like that to go to. So that is what we want. Now when it comes to, that is the nation. Now when you have the type of people that you have, is it a multicultural society where you have across the board all nations, all religious groups and all different types of people?
Yes, Mohammed. We have Buddhists, we have Hindu people, that is Tamil, and Islamic Muslim people. We are living in harmony. They are living in the, your neighbor may be a Tamil or a Muslim. You know, they are very friendly and living without any problems in the country. So,
wonderful. That is what we want there. Wherever we go, that's what we want. Now, when it comes to, I've just got an SMS here also. The SMS reads here, let me just reboot this SMS. Okay. I am booked to go to Sri Lanka on the 16th of December. We are going on a 2-week trip. What is the situation with halal food in Sri Lanka and where is the best place to get halal foods? Okay, so he's basically asking about halal foods in Sri Lanka. They're going on a 2-week holiday from the 16th of December.
You can buy halal food from anywhere. Any supermarket, and
do you get halal foods?
Yeah, especially in Colombo, you have majority of Muslim community in Colombo. You know, Colombo too, that is majority are Muslim people, and if you get Benivella, Bambalapitiya, that is, I'm talking about the suburbs. You know, majority are Muslim people. There are mosques.
So obviously we're going to find mosques, we're going to find halal food, we're going to find the Muslim environment there also.
No problem.
That's now a pleasing to note, because what happens is, as you know, as Muslims, wherever we go in the world, the first thing we look for is halal food, because that is the basis of our religion, and we have to have halal food wherever we go. So, and it is said sometimes where we go to different parts of the world, some of the countries, and you find that it's very, very difficult to acquire halal food. But like you said, wherever you find a concentration of Muslims, you're obviously going to find halal food. So that makes a difference on its own already. So you have your halal authorities and all that set up for the halal food part of it.
Sinhalese, we have 74.9%. Tamils, we have 11.1%. Islamic people, we have 9.3%. So you can imagine nearly 10%. So they are everywhere. You go to any town, you can ask for halal food, and even supermarkets you can buy.
Perfect, that's great. Now, when it comes to early on, we just touched on the transport system. Now, the transport system that you have, now I know in the Far East, the transport system is always the best, because you just get out of your hotel, you don't even have to put your hand up and there's a taxi or a tuk-tuk or a bus already in front of you. Is it the same in Sri Lanka?
Same in Sri Lanka, and it's very cheap. I must tell you, for US dollar, you get 145 rupees in Sri Lanka.
Oh, okay.
And I checked tripadvisor.com. They have arranged trip to Sri Lanka. The cost is less than $100 per day. You can imagine that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So when you're talking of the transport system, do you have a system like the tuk-tuks and the taxis and all that? Are they all linked, or are they all independent transport companies that run all these things? Because that is important to note. Where you have a ticket that you buy, one card, and that card will allow you to go onto the different forms of transportation. Is it like that, or is it all independent?
We don't have that system yet. Actually, it should come within 2-3 years. We are planning on that. But, you have plenty of taxis, buses, trains in Sri Lanka.
So, right. And now, we're talking of Colombo. What is the situation of the rest of the island? What is the situation of the rest of the country when it comes to cities to visit, where you have different types of hotels and so on? So it's what I'm getting to is the other parts of the country. And what type of hotel accommodation? Do you get 5-star, 4-star, 3-star, whatever it is, at other parts of the country also?
Yes. Coastal line, the most popular beaches, actually on the coastal line, western side. So you go to the southern part, from Colombo up to Gol. When I say Gol, it is 72 miles, about 120 kilometers. So there are enough hotels. So mostly 4-star, and there are few 5-star hotels. Going about say 150, 200 kilometers, there are enough hotels. Main city is the Gol and Mathura. Then other area is up country. Going up to lower area, it goes up to 6 hours. So within 3 hours you can go to Kandy. Kandy is an ancient city that was the last kingdom in Sri Lanka. 1815 British conquered Kandy also, but Portuguese or Dutch could not reach Kandy. It is 500 meters above sea level. It's a beautiful city, and there are a number of hotels and boutiques. Very cheap, not that expensive.
Okay, so that is going further up north, and then you go on the opposite side of the island. What's the weather like? Because normally on an island, for example, I give you, you're looking at Zanzibar. If you go on the western side, it's pretty warm. Northwestern side. If you go on the southeastern side, it's windy and a bit chilly also. So what's it on which side? Which side of the island is it best to go to in Sri Lanka?
That actually, when you say if you need really a cool weather, I would recommend going to Kandy and further up Norelia, that is hilly area. And we have a golf course, it's very popular, foreigners come to play there, 18-hole golf course in Norelia. And there are 4-star hotels, several, and 3-star, and mostly in Norelia, very popular guest houses, like private
accommodation.
Yeah, those are cheap and very clean, good food. Norelia, actually, January to April area is the best, that is sunny, not that cold.
Alright, okay, so that's, so we're looking at across the board, the entire island, you can go just about anywhere and everywhere and you will still have a good time.
Definitely. And northern part is actually very warm. Warmer than Colombo, that is called Jaffna, Kilinochi, Chava Kacheri. That area also actually, you know, there were some problems for about 30 years. So it was now really developing with new hotels, and it's a very attractive tourist destination. I would recommend any visitor to go by train. There are air-conditioned trains.
Yeah.
You know, with food and everything, within 6 hours you can reach Jaffna and see the entire peninsula and come back. It is 20 kilometers to India from there, by sea.
Oh, okay. It's very close from there.
Yes. So
that's Jaffna. That's right on the top, on the top of the island.
If you really look at the map, that is the most closest point to India.
Okay, I see that. Yes, absolutely. Now, I've got an SMS here. I've got an SMS that's just coming in. It reads here, I am a scuba diver. You're talking of an island. What's the prospectus of scuba diving on the island?
Definitely. You know the eastern side? There is one area close to Colombo, Puttalam, and Gol. It is very popular. Surfing. You know, most of the European travelers, they come for, you know, surfing and scuba diving.
Okay, so there's water sports. Obviously, being coastal and being an island, you obviously are going.
Yes, we have, you know, I told you, specially coming for those. They are tourists. Surfing and scuba driving, that is especially in the eastern
side. Definitely would want to come there because of the temps. The eastern side, eh? So yes, that's what people would love to have and love to do. Now, when it comes to flying into Colombo, which is the easiest way as a South African to get to Colombo?
Actually, we don't have direct flights. We from here go to Abu Dhabi or Dubai. It takes 8.5 hours. From there,
right,
drive to Sri Lanka, Colombo.
Oh, you fly directly to Sri Lanka from there then?
Yeah. There are enough flights.
Perfect. So that is absolutely so. And also, yeah, I've just got an SMS that reads here also. Do we require a visa or is there a visa on arrival for Sri Lanka?
You have online visa you can get for 30 days. That is, I will tell you the website, srilanka.visa.
Yeah.
.org.lk.
Dot? SK.
srilankavisa.org.
Yes.
ORG, organization.
ORG, yes. Dot?
Dot LK.
Oh, okay, okay.
There is a charge of $69.
All right.
So you get 30 days, but you can extend up to 6 months when you go there.
Oh. Oh, okay. So you apply online for a 30 day, and you can extend it also when you get there.
Yes.
Okay, so that is the visa situation. Now, generally, which are the major cities that, if as a tourist, I would like to go to Sri Lanka? The major city, is it Colombo, or do you have other major cities which we can go to? And your time period, if you're looking at going for, like this listener is going on the 16th and coming back end of the month, so it's a 2 week period. Is 2 weeks too much to go there?
2 weeks is very good. Within 2 weeks you can cover a lot of area. I would prefer, you know, that we have ancient cities, that is earlier kingdoms. So
yes.
You can see those if you really want to. See those. Otherwise, you know, going on the coastal line up to Gol, Omatra, then go to upcountry Kandy and Norelia, then and go to Jaffna or eastern side. There are nice beaches. It is around 200 kilometers.
Yes.
And you get a guide or personal vehicle from a hotel. The guide will take you to, you know, the most important areas, and the traveler who is traveling in December, I would strongly recommend there is a rock called Sigiriya.
Yes. Where is that?
Sigiriya is very famous. It was a kingdom.
Okay.
So, it was a kingdom 600 years ago, but it is a nice place. You can climb that 600 feet rock and see how the king lived in that rock. It was his kingdom.
Yes.
So
So that's an experience as well. So that is something else, something different to do completely while you're on your journey there.
It is eighth wonder of the world.
And you can climb. You're allowed to climb it and.
Yes.
Have an association with it, I would say.
Correct, yes. So, and Kanura, the Polar Naru area, so you can go within 5-6 hours. I would recommend a guide, you know.
Yes, that will make it easier so they can explain to you and take you all around there, wherever it is.
Yes.
Now, if there's anybody that have any questions, is it okay they call the embassy and just directly call the High Commission and talk to anybody there? Do you have a department?
No problem.
Tourism department
you can
there?
Talk to anyone. You can give my mobile number. I will be glad to help anyone.
Perfect, not a problem. So if there's anybody, you can contact me also on 072-786-5520. I'll put you onto the High Commission office and you can discuss with them if there's any questions that you have regarding Sri Lanka. Because we hear of it all the time, we talk of it, but when you talk to somebody directly from there, you obviously it makes a difference in your life to say, you know, let me look into it and see if we can go there. And you have made a difference this morning, His Excellency. I really appreciate you joining us on the Sunday morning. We're already out of time. I appreciate you getting up on so early for us and talking to us about Sri Lanka. But it's something that we should do, talk of different destinations, and also bring it to the people, bring it to our listeners, that there are different places to go to. And let us not be stereotyped and go to one destination all the time. There are other destinations also. I really, really appreciate you talking to us this morning. So if there's any questions also, we will forward it to you in due course as it comes to us, His Excellency.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. I truly, truly appreciate you talking to us. That was His Excellency Sunil De Silva from Sri Lanka, the High Commissioner. And as we heard, it is a destination of choice because of the weather, because of the type of people, because of what it has to offer, and also as our primary objective is when we go there, what we look at first is the halal situation, and Sri Lanka has that also with a good 10% Muslim population. So that makes a difference for us because we have Muslims, we have halal, we have masjids, we can go there, we can go for a fantastic holiday also. So that is something that we really enjoy. Then that was His Excellency from the ambassador from the High Commission of Sri Lanka. From myself, Muhammad Lambat, until next week, same place, same time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.